remarks. So I'll move on down the agenda. Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commissioner. I'm just giving you a monthly update of the budget end of November. GCR ended at 4,378,729.59. Road and Bridge ended November with 12,926,986.49. And the law enforcement tax fund ended at $819,508.51. And that's the end of November. Does the commission have any questions? Thank you.
Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 461702, 461731, 461733. Let me back up.
You're right.
461702 through 461731. And checks number 461733 through 461801. Warrants 7503 through 7532, one journal entry, no transfers. One journal entry and transfers. I'm not sure which it is.
On the warrants, can you restate that number?
7530 through 7532. Is there a different one added there?
Same.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
What did I do? Okay.
Field dirt agreement. Oh, wait a minute. We got one more.
Move to approve check number 461732.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. 461732. Field dirt agreement, Jay Metzger.
Evening. On this move to approve field dirt agreement by and between Jay Metzger and Taney County.
A second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Field dirt agreement, Donald Earhart.
Move to approve field dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Donald Earhart.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Devin, both of those, are they at different places than what we, haven't we had them on those before? Are these at different locations?
Different locations.
Okay.
Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes. December 7th, December 10th, 2020, and executive session minutes for December 7th, 2020. Correction.
On December 10th, I'm okay with. first one labeled December 7th. I don't know.
Okay. Talking about the executive should say it too?
No, the
December 7th, that's several pages there. I'm okay with it. I don't know how we, it says December, I don't know how you differentiate. The one that's just one page that was up in the commission hearing room, that's what the date's from. The December 7th, where we met down here in the commission meeting room.
Hearing room down here.
Is this the hearing room here?
Yes, yes, this is the
hearing.
Okay.
This is the hearing
room. The one that says formal agenda, public comment.
Yes.
John Jensen, Canon Cook Ministries, that's December 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that one is correct.
I saw nothing wrong.
The second one that says December 10th, says December 7th, 15th day of the October adjourned term. Also present, Melissa Duckworth, Emergency Management.
What is executive. I don't have
right.
It's the one that says commission meeting December 7th, 15th day, formal agenda. CARES Act Phase 3, that's the one that the date's wrong.
Yeah, CARES Act Phase 3. That's the 10th?
I thought it would be the 9th.
I said that'd be the 9th.
Wait a minute. The 7th is on Monday, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Didn't we meet on Tuesday, Melissa?
No, we met Wednesday.
Wednesday
and Thursday.
On the 9th?
So this needs to say 9th, not 7th.
Okay.
So we're changing that to the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the December 10th, I'm trying to remember what time I actually, I had to call in.
Mm-hmm.
I tried because I was in a meeting at Overman and Hollister. Okay.
I didn't see anything wrong on the 10th. I don't know those exact times, but I didn't.
I tried to write them down. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay. Yeah, because I called in at 10:07 and arrived at 10:40.
So then I move to approve the December 7th, 2020 minutes that were the formal general agenda here under that have public comment on them.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Move to approve the December 7th, 2020 meeting labeled as December 7th with the 15th day of the October adjourned term with corrections, which makes that December 9th. I'll say that.
Okay. Well, the 15th day, got it, because the other one had 14th.
Correct.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Move to approve executive session minutes for December 7th and December 10th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
And then move to approve regular session minutes for December 10th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Mutual Cooperation Agreement for 911 Emergency Telephone System Number 20-088 County Commission. I have a letter dated December 8, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the addendum as to form.
I believe we did this once, but I don't really understand the reason that we have to do it again, but no problem, because the date, what I was told, because the renewal date had passed by the time the city got to approving the addendum.
Right.
So my only question is, the date that we have on it now, do we know that the city will approve this, or have they approved it already, or is the date still going to work by the time they get it to approve on the agenda?
Apparently our attorney has been in discussion with the city attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So he's revised the addendum.
Maybe they can act on it quicker this time. Move to approve the Mutual Cooperative Agreement for 911 Emergency Telephone Systems first addendum.
Second for discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
So it was used in August 28th. I don't know if the first one used that date. I think it did. But is it just the question, just our approval date? The date that Mike signs it, I guess?
I don't have a clue. I'm just trusting
Travis didn't either. Mm-hmm. Okay. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I think our attorney was even a little...
Yes.
Confused as to why it was an issue.
That's what I understood.
Request for information or audit of local sales and use tax records.
The names on it are the same that have been. It's just renewing the dates.
That's what I was about to ask. Do we normally do this every year?
I think so.
I thought we did when there's a change.
I remember doing it last year. I didn't remember if the one name was the same, but I checked and I was told it was the same as last year. We do it every year?
Every year, yes.
Mm-hmm. Move to approve the request for information or audit of local sales and use tax and have Presiding Commissioner Mike Schofield sign it.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Personal property reports.
Morning. These reports are the monthly reports that have to be sent to y'all to be placed into minutes. It's for October 2020 and November 2020.
Move to accept the report for personal property abatements and add-ons for October 2020 and November 2020 by the assessor.
These presented by the assessor.
They're presented by the